Now we have several amendments brought by Supervisor Stamper. We have a couple by Supervisor, 002 is Supervisor Stamper and Bowen, Johnson and Rainey, so we'll start with that one.
Next is...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Can I request that Health and Human Needs budget be left open? I do have an amendment that's forthcoming. Martin was supposed to be preparing it. I believe he's at lunch.
We haven't adopted any budget, so any amendment you bring in, we'll take up.
Thank you.
Amendment 1A002 by Supervisor Stamper, Bowen, Johnson, and Rainey.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. During budget deliberations, I found out that the administration did not budget for advertising for the community papers in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The community relies on these community papers, and specifically during election time, they rely on this advertisement. I think it's needed, and it's absolutely imperative to assist with the people's knowledge on when there's an election, who's running for what, and just overall knowledge on the voting process. So I think this funding is much needed, and I'm disappointed that it was taken out, but I would like to put it back in, and I hope my colleagues can support this amendment. Thank you very much.
And you move approval?
I move approval.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Just a clarification, please. It says we're striking out that we reduced $1,051 in advertising fees, but we're asking for $35,000 extra.
That was a misprint. That 1,051.
Yeah, remember that was a misprint by the department.
That was 31.
Yeah,
35.
It should
have been 35.
But that 1,000 was a misprint.
Well, that makes a difference.
It's supposed to be 30. It's supposed to be a 31.
The same thing.
3501. Any other questions or discussion on this amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor.
Very short, Mr. Chairman. There was money that was allocated through the Election Commission for advertising, and taking that out to me is tantamount to voter suppression with respect to our community newspapers. I read the community newspapers. I look for the community newspapers, and they're very important source of information for potential voters, for people and their families, particularly in the central city. So I am a co-sponsor of this amendment, and I ask my colleagues to vote for the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
Well, I'm confused now with the financial note. We struck $31,000?
No, the original budget had the amount of $1,051. That was a misprint in the budget. It should have been $35,051.
Oh, it was a misprint in the budget, and therefore...
That the county executive provided.
I don't know if it was.
No. I don't think it was a deficit.
No.
I think it was just a misprint.
I think it was a misprint.
Just a misprint.
We talked about that at the last time, first time the Election Commission was up, when the three commissioners and the deputy administrator were here. We talked about that in the language, and it was pointed out that that was a misprint in the narrative in the budget. That was pointed out.
But I'm being told it didn't translate in the bottom line.
No, because what they did was, the amount was $338,300. They actually allocated $303,249. Well, in the description, they said we're reducing it by $1,051 instead of reducing it by $35,051.
Okay. I got it. Thank you. And I do agree with Supervisor Johnson's comments about floor suppression. There's too much going on right now all across this country with regard to fooling around with voting rights. This isn't quite the same issue, but I'm going to support this.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to also assure my colleagues that this impacts community papers throughout the county, and essentially residents in the county that not only just read the Journal Sentinel, but also community publications. So I think it's important for us to support this not to go along the path of leaving out those sources that so many people in our community and in the county rely on for information. Thank you.
Supervisor Hutz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a brief word in support of this amendment. Being a former newspaper guy, I know, darn it, they're still valuable.
Absolutely.
He says the guy with the iPhone. Yeah, this really deserves our support to get the word out to the people that don't have iPads and iPhones or Androids or whatever,
nope.
Which is a lot of people. A lot of people. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. You're talking about us?
Yeah. Publisher.
Seeing no further discussion, we'll take the roll, please.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jerseck?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
8 ayes, 1 no. The motion to approve Amendment 1A002 is approved.